Hello and welcome. Welcome to
Amir's Antics. And today, the host of the show is not Amir Thrombu, it is
DJ RK.
And DJ RK.
Please let me explain what happened.
Okay, sure.
I caused an uprising against the actual host. So he lost the title of the host. And I have assumed a throne in this studio.
Yes, dear listener, let me remind you that if you haven't heard last week's show, you need to hear it because that'll tell you what is actually happening in the studio right now.
Listen to the last part, last 5 minutes of the last week's.
Yeah, and they're available on podomatic.com. Let me give you the address. It's amersantics.podomatic.com. That's amersantics.podomatic.com.
Listeners, you'll be amazed by the dark side that the radio will reveal to you. The dark side of Amir.
The dark
the sinister,
side.
The sinister
Amir
and selfish nature of Amir that the radio will reveal. Please
okay,
do.
Okay, let's talk about today's show now.
Yes.
This show will be only half an hour long because...
Because the transitional government needs to readjust.
And we thought we'd be more interesting if we can stick to a half an hour slot. So it's a beautiful Monday morning and we want to wish you a good morning, dear listeners.
Good morning.
How have you been?
I'm good. How are you, Amir?
Great. I watched Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes, I watched that too.
We watched it together.
Yes.
Fantastic
and
movie.
And we walked back home too.
Yeah, we walked back home together.
I thought it was going to be a Bollywood movie, but it wasn't. It was produced and made and directed by all these Western
people. So you started with the wrong assumption. Whoever told you it was a Bollywood movie?
I was expecting it's based in India.
Everyone knows it was directed by Boyle.
I didn't know that.
Okay, cause
I guess I'm not part of the everyone.
You're not part of current affairs and you don't know what's happening.
So I'm a non-entity.
All right, Ryan, let's tell me, what do you have on the show today? You are the star.
We're going to discuss what happened in the movie first.
Okay, why didn't you start? But don't reveal the story, please. I'll kill you.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say I'll kill you on the show?
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because you don't have any power anymore. Amir.
Hmm.
What's bothering you today?
Nothing much. I'm having a nice time.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Amir. What bothers people the most? What's the one thing that bothers the largest amount of number of people?
I think despair bothers a lot of people. And
what?
Failure.
Despair
failure.
Is
failure.
The
failure. Failure is the right word. Failure often disturbs a lot of people, but we're not talking about it. Let's talk about something nice. Hurry up.
Something hopeful, right?
Something hopeful bothers people?
You want to talk about something hopeful?
Yeah, let's talk about something nice and beautiful. It's a Monday morning.
Yeah. Hey, Amir.
Yeah.
So what change since the New Year's Day? What change has you caused? You're self-proclaimed the man of change.
The agent of change.
The agent of change. And what have you done?
I helped someone give his own life a new perspective.
Who's that?
A friend of mine. I don't want to reveal it, but he's a friend in India, and he wasn't. Things were not going right for him, and I just helped him bring it all around. I helped him believe in himself, and he's so much more optimistic now, and I'm glad I could help him out.
That's great. How about anything else?
Anything else? I don't. Yes, certainly. Obviously, every day there's something that changes.
What kind of change?
Today, I helped consume a part of a lamb.
Consume a part of a lamb?
Yeah. So I changed the amount of lamb that's remaining, edible lamb that's remaining in the world today.
So you actually contributed to the amount of the carbon monoxide that gets released into the air.
Not yet.
By supporting these cattle farmers. Right?
No, I just went and ate some great food today in downtown Toronto. Have you ever had Somalian food?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay, just tell me, what is the topic of today's discussion? We only have a few minutes, like 25 minutes left of the show.
We're going to talk about We're going to talk about suicide.
No, I'm not talking about suicide.
Then let's talk about what women want in general.
Stereotype. Look, neither are you a woman, neither am I a woman. We're just going to cause a lot of women's groups to...
So we'll just put the guy's perspective in there. What we think that women want from guys.
No, we already discussed marriage last time.
That's different. That's different.
Can we talk about something more interesting?
Okay, why don't you come up with one then?
Okay, let's talk about hope.
Hope.
There's this quote I actually read yesterday while I was running around the gym in circles on the jogging track.
Okay.
And it was on the back of a girl's t-shirt at Ryerson University.
I'm sure that wasn't the only thing that you were looking at from the girl.
I was looking at her hair jump.
And something else jumped too, right?
And I was reading the quote on the back of her t-shirt. Great. And the quote was by a lady called Barbara Kingsolver. And I thought I should definitely talk about it on the show. Do you know what the quote was?
Please, do enlighten me.
People's dreams are made out of what they do all day. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong quote.
Come on. Amir.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Amir.
I'm sorry.
Amir. Why did you even pay attention to that quote in the first place?
Okay, the quote was something like this. The very least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope.
Quite a hopeful statement.
It's a powerful statement. So many people never find out what they hope for, and they just end up running around and speeding up their lives, doing things quicker, but never doing the right things.
You can't judge people by the present condition of their lives.
I'm not talking about their present condition. I'm just talking about people in general.
Even Steve Jobs spent some part of his life like that, without a hope, without any goals.
And then he found out. I never said they'd never find out. I just said a lot of people are at present wasting time on something they shouldn't be.
And Amir, it's quite possible that you could lose your hope tomorrow morning when you wake up.
Quite possible, yes.
Yes.
And you need to make sure that that you set... I don't think you can set parameters in place to avoid that from happening. That can happen.
What I'm saying is, let's not make condescending judgments.
Okay, yeah, let's stop making condescending judgments.
So what is your point today?
Today's point was that... this quote was actually a very powerful quote. I'll repeat it once again, and then you tell me what you feel about it. So Barbara Kingsolver, who is an American writer and activist, born in 1955, said, "People's dreams." Sorry, the wrong quote again.
I'm here.
Sorry.
It must be the lamb.
That lamb was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it was steak.
Oh goodness.
It was tenderloin. That's the first time I had it in this country. The very least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope.
That's a very opinionated statement, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it makes sense to her.
What sense does it make to you?
The very least you can do. How can you say? How can you... set a parameter there and say some action is the very least you can do to figure out what you hope for, especially to figure out what you hope for. It's not the very least thing you can do.
Why is it the very least you can do?
The very least thing you can do is just existing.
Do you want to tell us what is it that you hope for?
I do know what I'm hoping for, but I don't know if that's politically
and do you
correct.
Think it's simple that you hope for that, or do you think it was a big thing that thought came to your head?
It can be achieved very simply.
Not the achievement, the fact that you hoped for it.
Okay, what I'm getting at, what I'm getting out of this quote,
yeah,
is that find out what you like, what you pursue,
and
pursue it.
And finding out what you like is a very simple thing.
Exactly. It's not finding out. It's either you have it or not. It's not someone trying to find, okay, what do I like? either you like something or you don't. As simple as
it's
that.
It's not what likes and dislikes. It's what dreams. What would you want and you and would you actually live that dream?
Dream is not a good measure of a person. Dream can be very momentary. It can disappear in 1 second.
It can, but there are
and dream
few
can be a result of being immature and inexperienced.
There are a few dreams that define people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quote by Seema Goswami, and she says, "It does not matter where you come from. It does not matter where you come from. What matters is where you want to go."
Totally.
So you can be in a class of 60 students, but where you came from, what your experiences were, do not matter as much as where you want to go from here.
I think what matters more is not what you're going to, what you're going for, but how mature you are.
No,
and
I think
what kind of experience have you gained?
How badly do you want to get there? Matters
that
more
depends.
Than the maturity. Because maturity is definitely a measure, but it's an element. It's not. It's an element that adds on to the experience, but it's not so defining that it would block your vision from actually being realized.
You can have some radical, crazy visions and goals in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some nutcases visions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying? What's your point? You're saying if someone has a dream, that person should be regarded better than others, or what?
No. I want to come back to this quote by Barbara Kingsolver, where she says, "The least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. So therefore, the least you can do in your life is just know what it is that you hope for." And the most you can ever do, and in my opinion, fulfill, make your life so fulfilling, is to act upon it.
Some people don't need
and live
what
that
to
dream.
Live for. Some people don't need some future plans. All that matters is to live every day, each day, finding happiness in everyday life from small things, having kids, enjoying the leisure.
Having kids. That's itself is in itself something that people dream and hope for. And when they have it and they're living it, they accept your example. They are then conforming to what you're saying of living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Well, some people planning on being single for life still could enjoy life, enjoying little things in life, right?
Yeah. But those people wouldn't dream of having kids. But if they do dream of having kids, then they don't belong to the group that you're referring to.
So what's the point? What is it aiming at? What's the goal of the quotation?
Okay, the goal of the quotation is to help you to know that just because you hope for something is not a great task. It is a very simple task.
Yeah.
And in order for you to live that hope, or in order for you to achieve... No, it doesn't even talk about that. It just says that to hope for something is a simple thing. But living inside that hope is what matters at the end of it.
Okay. How does that matter? Now tell me.
Stop yawning.
Stop yawning, Amir.
What am I supposed to do so early in the morning?
Why would you keep your mouth open like that?
Okay, I won't. Have you heard of Barbara Kingsolver before?
No.
Can we talk about something else now?
Who is she?
I told you she's an American writer and activist. I don't know much about
her. What's she activating for? What is she being active for?
What is she activisting for?
Yeah. That's a Canadian word. You've probably never heard of it. Yeah, so what does she do? Why should I listen to that person?
I can
listen to you, you know? I can listen to the person outside.
Oh, okay.
There's a homeless person always yelling at something on our way back home.
Yeah, you know what the homeless at Yonge and Dundas say?
Why don't you listen to the person?
Could you spare some change, please? $100,000, $200,000, please?
And there's an old man and on Yonge and Dundas saying, believe in the Lord and nothing else. He just keeps saying that.
Yeah, and he has these pamphlets in his hand.
Yeah, and nobody takes that pamphlet out of his hand, ever. I'm sure he's been there for many, many years.
I'm sure.
He's there every single day, except the weekends.
He's not there on the weekends?
I don't think so.
Oh, let's notice that, actually.
I sometimes wonder what his private life is.
Me too.
Yeah.
What drives him there?
What propelled him to be doing that?
Yeah, what drives him to be there?
Mm-hmm. See.
And where does he see the motivation in doing it every day?
It takes a lot of conviction. And religious conviction and belief in that.
Yeah, he must be having a strong belief in whatever he's trying to say. Yeah. And he's there, and he's suddenly like you, like he's just standing there, and discreetly, and suddenly you're walking by, and he just shouts out loudly, and everyone does. He does manage to catch everyone's attention around, and that's how he finds, and that's how he believes it.
Yep. No, Amir, let's talk about something constructive.
Okay, let's talk about something constructive.
What do women want?
Okay, what do women want? We're going to talk that for the next 5 minutes. Women want... I told you, women want support. That's something we've discussed in our previous show, man. Women want a pillar, someone who can stand by them. And someone who they can believe in. And someone whose dream they can live with and live in. Women want... Like, I'm talking about what women want in a partner. Sorry, I didn't...
I think you're talking about what you want in a partner. Right?
Yeah.
Are you a woman?
No, but I always see the feminist side really easily. There are some people who can...
That's totally against feminism, what you just said. Looking for some pillar to rely on.
Yeah.
That's patriarchy.
Sorry.
That feminists fight against.
Be a little softer. You're too loud.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what do women want? Chocolate.
I want that too.
Well, women want it all the time.
I want chocolate ice cream.
All the time?
Not all the time. Amir.
Hmm.
Let's talk about your friend.
Which friend?
The one who's interested in our show.
Oh.
Yeah. What kind of person is she?
Her name is DHKAK.
Okay. So she listens to our show every morning?
Yeah, every morning she wakes up and she listens to the show.
Why is she so captivated by the show?
I don't know. When I asked her about the show, she said she really liked last time's show, and I thanked her. And I said, thank you so much for listening to the show, for waking up so early. And she's like, no, but I woke up for DJ RK.
That's a very good compliment.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. She's like, no, really. You wanna thank her again?
Thank you.
Thank you what?
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, DHKAK, thank you for listening. And also, yeah, dear listener, you're listening too, I know. I need to thank you too. This is CKLN 88.1 FM.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Armor's Antics, and this is Amir Trambu with the host of the show,
DJ RK.
And DJ RK hasn't been hosting the show too well because he hasn't mentioned the name of the show any time the last... whatever, 18 minutes.
Because it's not necessary. People know
it already, and it's on your dial and display. Yes, CKLN 88.1 FM, the show that brings you the music and, the station that brings you the
music. And a heated discussion between Amir and his nemesis, DJ RK.
His alter ego.
The fierce rivalry between the two.
Yeah.
Resulted in some catastrophic discussion last week. The destructive, catastrophic debate that went on.
Catastrophic.
It was very, very catastrophic. It was
chaotic.
And it was
actually, I'll tell you honestly what it was. Cathartic. Yeah. Do you agree?
It revealed a side of you.
Yeah.
That you didn't want to see from yourself.
Yeah.
The bias. The racism. The ingrained racism within Amir's mind.
DJ RK, why don't we talk about attitude and behavior?
The condescending attitude of Amir against certain kind of people.
And how is his behavior?
It changed.
No, but how is his behavior usually?
He usually acts like he's open-minded.
Okay, he behaves open-minded.
Yeah.
And he behaves like tolerant, and he behaves secular, and he behaves like...
Neutral.
Neutral.
Free from all these biases.
NAM, non-aligned.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah. So what is his attitude?
His real attitude was revealed last week.
and you should listen to that show on armorsantics.podomatic.com.
It was quite horrifying to hear your reactions to what I was saying, and then...
And you can also hear that show on thrumbu.blogspot.com. That's thrumbu.blogspot.com.
Amir, I can't believe I live in the same floor as you after listening to that tirade of yours.
Tirade?
After listening What's to your tirade? Reaction. After your...
You said we want to talk about something constructive.
This is very constructive.
No, let's talk about... We cannot be talking about the past. Let's talk about attitudes and behaviors in general. People often have attitudes, but it does not come out in their behaviors. It stays within them, and they do not display it. That's why when a lot of surveys are done about whether they like a certain product or not, they say, well, yeah, we do, because they think they like it. But inside of them, their attitude towards those products is something else. Like, for example, what is my attitude to Pepsi?
Indifference?
Yeah, I'm not really so keen on it.
Yeah.
Neither am I so keen on Coca-Cola. But if someone was to ask me what do I prefer, I can say anything. I could say, for the sake of example, I say Coca-Cola. But the fact is, if you give me a Pepsi instead of Coca-Cola, I would say, okay, let me have it.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But my attitude is like pro-Coke, but I behave somewhere else. And I think we need a better example.
So what are you saying? What are you trying to say here?
No, the people's attitudes ingrained inside them are...
Different than what they express?
Different than what they express.
You know, it happens to me too. Like, sometimes I find myself not being really social. Like, not just not being social, but quite antisocial sometimes. Not antisocial, but like that in a manner that alienates people.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
It's like, let's say I come across someone that I know. Let's say I'm sitting in the library, I see someone walking by that I know, right? I like notice her or him there, but then I quickly turn away, pretending I didn't see the person.
You do that?
It just happened today. I don't know why. It just happened automatically. I didn't intend to diss the person or act like I don't know the person.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like it just was an automatic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why? I'm sure if the person noticed what I was doing, she'll misunderstand
that
my intention. She'll probably think that I disrespect her or don't want to talk to her or anything like that.
Yeah, but you didn't want to talk to her.
Well,
did you want to talk to her?
I guess the desire wasn't there.
So you didn't want to talk to her?
My intention wasn't
to hurt her.
Just to ignore her.
Yeah, but your intention was not to ignore her.
My intention was not even there.
You didn't have an intention either to engage her or ignore her.
Yes.
So it just was what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
But if she did see you, it would have been rude anyway.
It would have been very rude.
So
it would cause misunderstanding.
You know, when I used to go to school, I used to have the same question because there were so many people that I've met at least once.
Yeah.
And like in my high school times. And I don't know whether should I say hi to these guys or should I just walk by as if I never know them. Because the fact is, I've at least seen them and we've at least interacted once.
Mm-hmm.
So should I just stop to say hi or should I just move on?
Usually one person has to do that, do the job.
Yeah.
It's one person that breaks the ice.
And I think I've often, then after that I change when I ask myself a question. So if I meet someone, even if I don't recognize where I met them, but I know I've met them, I'll say, hey, how are you doing today? And they say, take it easy.
Then you make friends with the person just by doing that.
What does take it easy mean?
Meaning, bye-bye.
Why do people say take it easy instead of bye-bye?
It's more informal and sounds cool.
Take care, goodbye.
That's a bit feminine.
Goodbye is feminine?
Take care.
Take care, goodbye.
Doesn't have the strength in its connotation. But if you have...
But isn't there warmth in it? Take care of yourself.
It's more friendly, I guess.
I care.
Yeah, take it easy is more like more masculine
and more like aloof and disconnected.
Aloof and cooler kind of puts you in
more not cool but more colder.
Yeah, it lacks emotion to a certain degree.
Yeah, like I met this guy in the elevator and I was leaving and he was leaving and he said, "All right, take it easy." And he left. I thought I was, like, being... Because I'm not used to this take it easy. I thought maybe I was, like, too harsh about something. He's like, okay, take it easy now. But no, that wasn't it. All right, we have just a few minutes left. Dear listeners, you can call in to 416-595-1478 onto the studio and let us know what you think about the show. And alternately, you can email us at our CKLN email address. It's ATRAMBU@CKLN.FM. We love comments and we love requests. This is Armor's Antics, show number
5.
Show number 5 with DJ RK.
RK is the king.
RK is the king.
Yes.
And?
He triumphs over.
Over what?
The truth will triumph always.
Always?
Is that what the Indian constitution says?
Truth always triumphs. How do you know that?
Because I know. I'm so knowledgeable, that's why.
Always triumphs.
And what does the three lions represent?
And there are actually three lions are visible to us on the emblem, but there are actually four lions.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there are four lions, and below the four lions there's a wheel, right in the center below them. And to the right of the wheel there's a horse, and to the left there's a cow. The cow signifies hard work and toiling.
Mm-hmm.
It is an agricultural society, mainly, primarily.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the horse stands for.
Probably warfare.
No, I don't think so. Okay. A country based, that won independence based on non-violence wouldn't have warfare.
But I'm sure that pillar was made long time ago.
Oh, I'm sure. The emblem, you mean the symbol. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's not a pillar.
It's not? Isn't it a piece of pillar?
Yeah, then they made a pillar on the same thing.
Uh-huh.
The pillar just is the emblem. The emblem didn't come from a pillar.
Listeners.
DJRK, why don't you tell him something personal about yourself before you sign out? And before you sign us out.
Why don't you ask me some sensitive questions?
Okay, DJRK.
Yeah.
What do you love more than yourself?
That'll be politically incorrect if I say it.
Say it, man. Stop being so politically correct all the time.
I don't think I love...
Stop being so politically correct all the time.
I don't think I love anything more than myself.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
glad
you
realize
that.
That if I don't exist here, the same as nothing existing for me.
Okay.
Right?
That's
true. So why would I love anything else more than myself?
Okay, but do you think you should outlast yourself? Your work should outlast you?
It would be awesome if my work contribute to the betterment of humanity, so my name will live on. It'll be awesome, right? But I'm not going to make that my goal, because once I'm dead, I'm not going to be there to observe it. So what does it matter that your name outlasts when you're not even existent? It has no bearing on you. It has bearing on people that's still living, but...
But at least you leave your legacy. Do you want to leave a legacy?
Leaving a legacy is not a goal. It should not be a goal of a person.
It should be a goal, but I'm saying, you want to?
If you do something meaningful and if it leaves a legacy, that's great. That's really, really great, right? But that should not be a goal.
But
that's nothing but a pursuit of fame.
Yeah, that's right. That's quite true. I agree with you. DJRK, please sign out the show.
Okay, listeners, this is the end of our show today. Because I have overtaken the throne of this studio. And Amir is nothing but an assistant here right now. And I am the king. Please send him the words of comforting.
What station are we?
CKLN 88.1.
FM. And what show?
This is Amir's Antic.
Amir's Antic. See, you said it. Oh, it's Amir's Antics.
Amir's Antic replaced by RK.
Okay, DJ RK, keep quiet. Dear listener, thank you for tuning in to Amir's Antics. And we hope you have a great day ahead and a beautiful week. This is our show number 5, and we hope you're listening and continue listening to us, because we're going to be bringing you a great week and a great show ahead. Take care and warm regards.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.